At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I guess we're still talking about that couple that... They're not a couple, but they were a couple that night.
I think they were a couple behind their own spouse's back.
The Boston Coldplay concert that won't stop giving. The dude has quit.
Yeah. He resigned, yeah.
What about her?
Don't know yet, but
yeah,
the,
I haven't seen anything.
The wife of the CEO released a statement and like she went hard.
Do we it's think it's beautiful. Real?
I hope it is. Okay. I love
what does
it.
She say?
She pretty much is like, I'm not here for pity. I'm not here for him to apologize.
They're like, done though. Peace out.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
I've been seeing so many pictures of like, here's the wife of that he cheated on. He's got little kids and stuff. That's not his wife. That's like a meme that's been going around. I've seen the same picture over and over and over. I think your statement that you're talking about is real, but I've just seen
the meme
of like, here's the wife and here's who he cheated with. And it's like, that's not his wife. That's okay. That's because his kids aren't little. I think they're older.
They're older, yeah. Like teen.
I just want to clarify that. Because we don't like misinformation on the show. We would
we
never.
We spread it, but.
Well, speaking of misinformation, the Slacker Show research team has come back with a little project, and they said 60% of people have hooked up with someone at their job, just like these two did.
And go, okay, but not necessarily like having an affair. This is just...
Okay, just hooking
period.
Up. You're right. That doesn't have
and
to
like,
be an affair.
In your life, go around the room. Yeah.
Hooked okay. up with somebody you work with?
Cool. Not nearly as many responses.
No, no, we haven't started going around the room yet. Wow, you just jumped in right
well,
away.
I'm just saying, like, let's do the
you
room.
You slept with somebody you worked with?
Yeah.
More than one?
Technically, yeah.
I wasn't meaning at the same time.
No, technically... I worked under the same company as more than one person that I would like to call it kind of dated.
Because here's the thing, it like happens like at retreats, right? Like if your company has like a, ooh, let's do a bonding thing.
Or an event of sort.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey. Oh,
it's always hey. Conferences.
Yeah.
I hate conferences for this reason. I don't trust anyone. I've never hooked up with, I had a 4-year relationship with a coworker. But, like
you
that's
did?
Different. Yeah. You guys
oh,
know
that's
him.
Right. Oh, my God. That was, he was a coworker.
Yeah.
I forgot. He was a coworker at first, and then he wasn't anymore.
Oh, and yeah. thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, it's just at any point in your life, have you hooked up with or dated a coworker? Of course, it's going to be 60%.
I don't think I have.
It seems really high. The only I have, I was dating my girlfriend, and she was the manager of the Snack Shack, and she got me a job. So then I...
Not but sure it, if the Snack Shack falls under that.
It was, yeah, so you were already where? Dating her before you were coworkers.
Yeah, I did it. In that's the different. Yeah. So
that
feels
is,
different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that yeah. is you different. Also met your wife when you were really young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was, so you didn't have like a big professional career single.
True. Yeah.
Right. Slacker?
I have always been very, I don't like the ramifications. I'm just a very, I know it's going to end eventually. And you don't want to have to come to work. It's bad enough to break up with somebody and try to figure out, okay, well, we used to always go to this restaurant. Now, which one of us gets that restaurant on right. Saturday night? Mm-hmm. But Monday through Friday, I don't want to see my ex. Like, it's crazy to date somebody, like to boink, even boink. Like to come yeah. in the next yeah. day and be like, wasn't that fun? We're never doing like, how do you?
It was odd.
Well, and did you go through all the proper channels or whatever of like,
God,
did you
no.
alert?
We work in radio. Are there proper channels? Did you go through the proper channels?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know she was.
But that's what I mean. Is it even more embarrassing if you went through and you alerted everybody? Hey, everybody, we're on the up and up. We're dating. And then you break up and it's like, hey, everybody, never mind. We wasted yeah. everyone's time. Just forget yes. about that. Where she is now single. So am I. If anyone else wants to step up, like, isn't that embarrassing?
I'm having this flashback. I'm so stupid because everyone else on the planet knew. Yeah. That Aaron was boinking a coworker.
I think we were dating him.
Well, and then we were at a live at 5 and they were like Lewis standing Capaldi. Next to each other. And I was like, you two don't do anything I wouldn't do. Don't touch each other. And I made this whole big, long spiel. And both of them made the face she's making right now. And I'm
where
like,
you were like, this is, was he your boyfriend at that point?
Yeah, at that time. Yeah.
And then you felt real weird, didn't you?
Once I found out, I was like, did I force you into doing it by saying?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.